in the parashas that we're learning these weeks. So we learn about Esav Rasha, the greatest Rasha that the world has ever seen, the world is going to see. Like Zok Lahavdil, we're learning about Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir HaAvis, the Yisayid of Klal Yisrael. It's like from Parshas told us on, it's like we go off into two different directions. The development, so to say, of Yaakov and of the Shvatim and Klal Yisrael off into one direction. And then you see Esav and his generations off into a totally different direction, opposite direction. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, so we see Taka the Peiros and the Peiros of these two people. And in the Svarim they talk about it, that how is it Shaykh? How is it Shaykh that you can have two brothers, Afilinish brothers, but twins? Twins usually have they're similar, things about them are similar. There's no question about it that the same chinuch that Yitzchok put into Yaakov Avinu, he put the exact same chinuch into Esav. Maybe even he put more stress into Esav, because he saw that Esav Epis is a person that needs more kaiches put into him. So maybe even put more kaiches into Esav. Vek and visi. But one thing is for sure, that Yitzchok Avinu did follow all of the obligations, so to say, that the Torah gives over, that the Av has Livnoi, and Avo Pikein is Oiskevox and Esav Harosh. And it's Taka Pella. And in the same house, from the Zelbe Chinuch, is Eiskevox and Yaakov Avinu. So how does such a thing happen? We always think to ourselves that, can you imagine what would be if we would live in the time when we were able to go to see the Chofetz Chaim? You read now stories about different Yidden that went before the Milchama. They went to see the Chofetz Chaim. They went to see Reb Ochber. Pasha, the image, the conversation that they had with them, stayed with them, la'olam void. Look, can you imagine if we would have the opportunity to go to speak to Yitzchok Avinu? We think to ourselves, can you imagine what we would be like today? Esav was able to speak with Yitzchok Avinu a whole day. He was there in the house together with Yitzchok Avinu. There is a mahalach that, and to try to explain this, and this similar mahalchim in different svarim, it's a mahalach from the Baals of Seichayim, the former Panovitcher Mashkiach, and basically this is how, a ma'at of how he goes through the parashia in order to imazba the chilik. The pasuk says that Esav had two different names. Achri chen yotza ochiv, the pasuk tells us, first of all, the name of Esav, vayetze rishon admoini, kulay ka'adera seyor, vayikru shemay Esav. Esav had two names. It's interesting. We don't find that there's so many people that have two names. Not only did he have two names, but he got these names sort of automatically. With other people that you have in Chumash, you have Metgeruf and Epis Anomin. They gave him a name, Esav, Vayikru Shemay Esav. Everybody called him Esav. Rashi says that the reason that everybody called him Esav was because Esav was full of hair. Like the Targum Yonason says, that when Esav was born, he was born with a longer beard, with a long beard he was born. The Targum Yerushalmi says that Esav was born with all of his teeth in his mouth. As a baby, he has no teeth in his mouth. Esav was born with a longer beard, with all of his teeth. He's ready to go. And that's the reason why they called him Esav. So Shaila is, of course, that it can't be. Imagine you call somebody, a person is born and he's a redhead. So you're going to call him red. You're going to call him Ichveis. You give him as a frivolous kind of a name you give to a person like Esav just because he had a beard, just because he had his teeth. So the Masba, that the word Esav comes from the Lashon of Osui. Osui means that he was fartig, he was finished, an accomplished individual. And this is very strange, very unique, because Bnei Adam, different than any other Balchai that you have in the Bria, is born totally helpless from the minute that it's born. An infant can't take care of himself at all. Can't even turn over from side to side. The parents have to take care of every small need of the child. La'avdil behema is totally different. Very independent, some more, some less. But there's no independence whatsoever b'negeya to a ben adam. Esav, the fact that he was born as an adult, it was not just the fact that he looked that way, but he was that way. His mind, he was born an adult. In his seichel, he was at als verstand and als gewusst. He had a head start over everybody else. So meiridike mail and a meiridike chesar. They say over from people that get involved in the Indian of chinuch that when a child is born, in the years of development of a child. So one of the things that develop in the early years is that their curiosity, their desire to know and to understand develops in the first years. Child comes onto the world and everything to him is such a grace of chiddush. Everything is so overwhelming to him. So He's interested in this, interested in that. We know that children have a tremendous curiosity. Children are always asking questions. And if a child is very, very curious, so I can mamish, he could make it ask questions from morning until night because of his curiosity. Esav, well, he never went through that phase of his chinuch. From the minute that he was born, et als verstanden. The chilik that it had was, as you mentioned, it's a meridik amayla, he had a head start. But Esav never had a time that he should develop a cheshik to know, a desire to know. He knew already. He knew what he needed to know, at least what he needed to know at that part, that time of his life. So he never developed that cheshik to be able to know something. This is a yesod that Rabbi Yeruchim in the Das Torah brings down when the Pasuk says that Yaakov was at Ishtam. So the Targum Yonason says, Venegeya to Yaakov Ishtam, he teaches Tova Ulpan. And he teaches, it means, Hainu Shoyelo Akoya Chamevakesh. He had a desire to know, he had a curiosity to know. Yaakov was always looking for answers to questions. And when it comes to Esav, is Ish Yedeya Tzayid Ish Sodeh? So the Targum teaches Gvar Nachshirchin, which he brings, that means Adam Bottle. The reason why Esav was an Ish Sodeh was he was like an Ish Sodeh was the sport of the time. So while Yaakov was busy trying to develop his understanding and his curiosity to know and to learn more and more. So Esav never had that cheshik to learn and to know. And Memela Esav was a, like Rashi says, an ishbot. He was a person that had no desire. He was just looking always for a hobby, a pastime, something to be able to do to pass the day. When the Pasuk says, Vayove min asodev hu oyev, we find the word oyev in the Torah only b'negeya to Esav. And not only that, but we find the word oyev that's repeated twice. That Vayi Esav ishadei atzayid, and then the Pasuk says that Esav was bo min asodev v'hu oyev. Veloyoid Esav says, Haliteinu min ha'odem ha'odem hazeh ki oyev anoichi. Nocham ol oyev. In this forum they explain that the lotion of oyev doesn't mean, like we say, tired. From working hard, he was tired. Oyev is a tiredness that comes from bifnim, from within a person. No cheshik. He's bored. You know, when you're bored, you get tired. So Esav was bored. He's bored with life. Comes in from hunting. By now already hunting wasn't afilu such a challenge for him either. So he comes into the house and Esav is bored. And it's interesting also because when he walks in into the house and he's bored, so where does he come from? So we know that Esav, he walks into the house and Yaakov was cooking the Nezir HaDoshim. The Nezir HaDoshim was because he just came back from the Levaya, from Avraham Avinu. I think we have to try to visualize for ourselves that what was going on by the Levaya of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was, everybody came together in Moris HaMachpelah. At this Levaya, the Gemara says, Kol Gedolei Olam came to this Levaya. Thousands of people came to the Levaya. Avraham Avinu was Av HaMain Goyim, so he was the most powerful of all of the rulers of the world. So all of the kings and all of the ministers, they all came together. Kol Gedolei Olam, the Medrash says, came to this Levaya. And we could understand that you had there the Chomesh Malachim, that Avraham Avinu saved their kingdoms. So they came, they showed up at the Levaya. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that the Hespedim that they said, Oilei la'olam sh'ovid manhigoi, oilei l'sfino sh'ovid karbonito. He had people coming, veiz mir, Avraham Avinu was avek from the Welt. Avraham Avinu was nift. Avraham Avinu turned the tide of the whole world. Everybody was an Oyver Avodah Zarah, and with being Oyver Avodah Zarah came all of the cranking that go together with being Oyver Avodah Zarah, Gili Arois and Shrichas Domim. And Avraham Avinu was the one that taught the whole world, literally Mashpia and the ganze Welt, the Indian of Achdus Habayre, the Indian of Chesed, being Goymul Chesed from one person to another, that the ganze the hashpah that Stoim and Amira had on the Welt of cruelty. So Avraham Avinu turned that tide also. The ganze Welt is geworden epis abessere platz. And they came to this Levaya, and everybody's there. Everybody is crying at the Petira from Avraham Avinu. And Yitzchak is crying. And Rivka, his mother, is crying. And the Kfur is Badafki Moris HaMachpelah, because Bosepis Moris HaMachpelah, while Avraham Avinu Adoiska learned that there's such a thing as Tchias HaMesim, there's a Din V'cheshbin in the Olam HaEmes. There's a lot that was going on at this Levaya, and if somebody was standing there at this Levaya, so you can imagine the Hisrakshas, the inspiration, the Hisiris that a person would have by such a Levaya. You come back from this Levaya, and Yaakov goes into the house, and he cooks up the Nezir HaDoshim. And what's the reason for the Nezir HaDoshim? So the Medrash, it says, Ad Hayom, we have such a minig. You're supposed to eat something that's round in order to tell a person, people think. You had the menshmeint that, you know, you live forever. You don't live forever. The world goes in a circle. Also, the Ziradoshim, that there is no pair, that the Ovel, the Avelim, they can't talk. They're so nisragish, they're such an Avelis, they can't open their mouths to talk. So they come back from the Levaya, and Yaakov is preparing the Ziradoshim for his father, versus Achait and Ovel. And Esav went to the ball game. Because what else should he do? Come back from the Levaya, and he's off for his sport. Not at all this Eir from this Levaya whatsoever. He learned nothing from this Levaya. It's interesting because the Gemara tells us that if a person is looking for his Eiris, because he knows that he's in a matzav, that he's going to do an Avera, so Yil Mitaira, Mashkeil Beis HaMedrash, Yikra Kriyashma, Yazila Yom HaMisa, remind yourself of Yom HaMisa. Yom HaMisa is the most powerful hisayris that a person can get to make it so that a person shouldn't be over an Avera. And Esav et Gezende, Yom HaMisa, Fada Eigen, it means nothing to him. Why does it mean nothing to him? Because Esav et nish nispoil. Esav is a person that he's not, we said that from the time that he was born, he had a given, he was a know-it-all. And if he knew it all, so he didn't have a desire to learn, echaptish ken espailis from Canaanish. I have to tell you over a funny story. There's a Yidin Eretz Yisrael that says shmuzin for people come to listen to him once a week. There's somebody that sends the shmuzin, sends him over here to Los Angeles. So from time to time we get him and we're able to hear over the shmuzin over here also. He works also with a similar kind of a mahalach b'negeya to Yaakov and Esav and to the chesaron of the fact that Esav never had a desire to learn, and the complete opposite, that Yaakov always had a desire to learn. And he talks about the fact that even Bizmanenu, as a lahavdil in the, call it the secular world, they already come to the hakara of the importance that there is of the chinuch that goes into a child. Even the smallest child, the Sifsei Chaim says that what a person accomplishes by the time he's 2 years old, the chinuch that goes into a child by the time he's 2 years old is meiridik. So he was saying over that even in the secular world, people are aimed on this. The koiches that go into the mind of even a child, a little child, remains with the person la'olam void. So he told over a story that he lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, says he was, and he's a Pailusha. He has a relative, distant relative, that lives in Toronto, and became a very famous doctor, running a clinic. Seems that he did it very successfully. And in this clinic, they used to do research. They brought in into the clinic, into the place of research, so they brought in somebody that was over 100 years old, and he was originally an American Indian. From the way he says it, it sounded like he was an Iroquois from the American Indians. The Iroquois were the Indians that, if I remember correctly, were around New York State. So they brought him there because they were trying to understand different things that bother him, and they put him under hypnosis in order to be able to probe his mind, to find out what's tutzich by Yemen Kup. And they asked him all kinds of questions, and he answered all kinds of questions. There was part of this interview that they made with this alter Indian that they didn't understand. They couldn't chap what he was saying. So he was going around, this Pailus Shaid was going around, and they were telling him over that part of the interview they can't understand. He says, listen, maybe I can understand. He says, how could you understand? You come from Poland, and from Poland you landed up in Toronto, and this person, you don't know how to speak an Iroquois kind of a language, so you zicha don't understand. All right, let me hear. So they play him the tape. So in the tape, they're playing the tape, and the person is saying, Tanu Rabbanon, ya, Tanu Rabbanon. He says, I know what he's saying. He says, how could you know what he's saying? He's saying, Tanu Rabbanon, this is the Lush. He hadn't been in Cheder for 50 years. But if I say right, I think he thanked. What it means, Tanu Rabbanon? So they said, how this is an Iroquois Indian? What does? How does he know? So they investigated and they found out that his mother was a maid in the home of a Rav, and she used to drezach in the house, and she had this little child with her. So we're going back 95 years, if not more. And in the house, the Rav used to sit and learn, and she had this child in the carriage, in the crib, and he used to hear how the Rav was learning. And this remained in this person's mind now for L'chol HaPachas, 95 to 100 years, is stuck in the person's mind. This person himself, didn't know it. But it was Zayangas Apayem in Seichel. So he says, from there they learned, he says, and we have to learn from this what it means, the chinuch that a person has to have, and the ikar chinuch that a person has to have, one of the ikar limudim that a person has to learn from the time that he is very young, is the desire to learn, the will to learn, the cheshik to learn, the curiosity to learn. You have people that couldn't care less in understanding what something is all about. The only thing that interests them is kaidem kol, what's for lunch, and next most important thing is when is lunch. But to have epes a havana into trying to understand something, so this to him is something that is beyond him, as Nishtin Chasid. Yaakov Avinu, like we said over from Rabbi Yeruchim, is literally just the opposite. Yaakov Avinu is a person from the time that he was so young. So the Targum Yonasan goes to be masber that Yaakov Avinu was a person, was et gahat cheshit to wissen. He wanted to know. Well, you can't know everything. So what is it your biggest desire to know? Well, I want to know what's very, very important. Those are the things that I really want to understand. Well, what's very, very important to you? What's very important to me is understand Darkei Hashem, to understand the Torah, zu verstehen Pshat in HaTosfos, to understand how to develop an Avodas Hashem. That to me is very, very important. Ich hab cheshik zu wissen. I want to know, I want to understand. I want to get better. But not only I want to get better, I'm pushing curious. I want to know. I want to know Pshat in HaTosfos. Like, he brings down the Sifsei Chaim, the Pasuk says, Vayishka b'moke mahu. So Rashi brings down that he sat down to learn. He sat down, he went to sleep. In the beginning of Parash Vayetze, he went to sleep. So Rashi brings down, but this is the first time he slept in the bed. For 14 years he didn't sleep in the bed, because he is preparing himself to go to love. But the Gezitzinig learned for 14 years, Vasmada Rab. You know how old he was at the time that he was sitting and learning like that? He was 60 years old. He was 60 years old and he was sitting and learning mitazam in cheshik. This is a cheshik that you might think is volke pastep is for a younger bocher. That was the cheshik that he sat to learn with for 14 years. Even the lashon that we have, that we commonly use when we talk about a person that knows Torah, so we call him a Talmud Chacham. We don't call him a Chacham. In the Welt, they want to talk about somebody that's knowledgeable, so they call him a Chacham. When we talk about somebody that's knowledgeable in Torah, so we call him a Talmud Chacham. Because the first step is he's a student. And the definition of a student is somebody that wants to learn. Somebody that wants to learn hot the erste Yesod und the letzte Yesod von Veren Achochem in Torah. A person that has a cheshik, a desire to develop his Yirah Shamayim. So such a person has shaychis taka to Yirah Shamayim. But the first nakud is that cheshik. And that cheshik taka has to be developed and has to be worked on from the minute that a person comes on into the world. Rabbi Milan, his drushas used to say, when the Rav says a drasha, you might find people going to sleep, putting their head down and going to sleep. When the Rebbe says a shir, so you may find people that are yawning in the middle of the shir. So he said like this, Rabbi Miller used to go for a walk every day. He had a kvias. He was a very disciplined individual. I remember the Mara very clearly, walking straight. And he had, literally to the minute, everything. So he would go for a walk every day. I think it was like 30 to 35 minutes, I don't remember exactly. Because if you wanted to schmooze with him, then it was a good time to schmooze with him, but you got to walk with him, because that's his time to walk. Vayhi ayayim, and Rabbi Miller is walking down the street, and he stops. Achidish. He saw people outside like a candy store. You don't know what it is, a candy store. It's a store. But in Kurtzin, in this store, they were selling lottery tickets. So they were selling lottery tickets, and he sees everybody is bunched up by the outside of the store and with the ear strained into the store. There's Azoy, everybody who is this head stuck into the window of the store, and they're listening. So he was like Einstein, must be in the store giving a drasha, explaining Epis, you know, the depth of what's going on, Epis, what is it that's getting everybody so curious? So he goes in, he stops to see what's going on. He hears something. He says, they're reading off the numbers from the lottery ticket. They had the lottery. There's chveis, as I feel numbers, you know, 5, 9, 6, 7, chveis, and you have such a ticket. And if you have the ticket and the shtims with the numbers that they're calling out, so then you win whatever is so much and so much money. Come into life and from the whole neighborhood, that this was here, then the other neighborhood is a Zweiteplatz, and then there's a Dritteplatz. From all over, from the ganze state, people are gathering by the stores, and if you're there, because that's where they call out the numbers, and if you can hear so good, so you strain yourself to hear, they're calling, you know, and Dorten stays like with the safer in the hand, like, you know, but this time it's not a safer, but it's your ticket that you hold in the hand, and you're listening, they call, one, ich hab taka one. I mean, I have 9 more numbers to go, but so far, I have 1, so we're almost there. And then they call out the second number, and if you're glicklich enough that the second number also stems, no, sahibazai, 8 more to go. And every time they're calling out a number, they're hanging on to every single word that's coming out of that store. Ulai, maybe their number is going to stem with the numbers in the lottery tickets. So he says, this is how he understands. Well, we have to learn. For here we have to learn how a person has to learn Torah. Look the cheshik. Look the desire. Look the brand that they have. Look the mesiras nefesh. Right, the mesiras nefesh. The masach hanar, literally. They look foolish. But who cares? Maybe I won. So he said from here, he understood that the cheshik and that he learned Torah, what it wasn't enough. It has to be more. said it over many a time. There were people that used to go to the conventions, and they used to listen. They had at the conventions different Gdolei Yisrael. They would speak, say drashas, say musa for the Olam. So you had hundreds of people sitting, thousands of people sitting, listening to the drashas. See, people used to go, they used to watch. Who listened the best to the musa that was being said? So he said that the one that they saw that listened the best, that they were the Gdolei Yisrael that was sitting there by the drashas. He said, Reb Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, when somebody used to say a drasha, was at the edge of his chair, chapping yain yedi yedavort. You got to know, he knew it already. Whatever it was, he knew it already. Yeah, but maybe he's going to hear epis anayah deher and anayah vort, and maybe it'll be muzber and afanoifin that he never heard it before. So mainly he came and he strained himself to listen to every single word. Ulai, ulai, evetarayin chapin epis anayah hisayiris, epis anayah vort and teira. And it was kedai for him with all of his kaiches to put into it, because teira is as a chavav by him. Asach asach mer, that these people thought the lottery tickets were. By him, Tayyar was given a zayful chavuf, that he had such a desire to learn. He bent over backwards, so to say, just to hear noch avort from Tayyar. Ulai kenechep is nice learning. You know, by slichas, we say in Shema Keleinu, Atash lichenu liyei zikna, kechlois keichenu al tazveinu. So the Bali Musa say like this, Al tashlichenu liyei zikna. So goes, if you're 60, 70, 80, there's people that age. You know, some people don't age till they get 60 or 70, 80. So when you get to those yoren and you start getting nervous that maybe things are going to start going on you because of old age, so then you talk a daven with this grace of kavan. But what happens if you're 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 30, 40. No. How do you say this tefillah of Al Tashlichenu Liyei Zikna? You got plenty of time to go. They say over from Rav David Pravalsky, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, he says, that's not what it means, Zikna. He says, he knows young people. They say, shine out. And you could tell, they walk into the Beis Medrash and they're dragging their feet. They sit down by the Gemara, take off the jacket, open up the Gemara, don't rush me, take it easy, open up the Gemara, find the daf, which taisvis are we learning, this taisvis, okay, take it easy, slow up, we have to find it, time for a drink. Yeteroys, nemta trink, mekum tzrik, mishlepsich harayin into the Beis Medrash. He says, they're old people. And old people, atashlichenu leizikna, means people that are drained out of their kaiches. He says he sees it sometimes by shachris, people coming into shachris. They just finished sleeping for who knows how many hours. Mitilets the kaiches nebuch, mishlepsich haram bam davenin. That's the pshat atashlichenu leizikna. But we understand that that tiredness is not a tiredness because of a lack of sleep. It's ki oyev fanaychi. It's the ayefus. It's the fact that the desire is not there. The cheshik is not there. That's where the ayefus comes from. And you can have an elder yid, and maybe he was a very good example of a yid at 3 o'clock in the morning. Rav David Pravalsky used to get up, and he used to run to the Beis Medrash to learn. He was in his 90s when this was going on. Never aged. Never became a zokein, because he always had the cheshik to learn, he always had a cheshik to shteig. It's interesting that should be such a tremendous contrast between Esav and Yaakov. And this was the chilik. Yaakov mit the cheshik, the brenedik cheshik, to be able to know and be able to learn. Psashir and anaya inyan, anaya yediya, efshev elcher and anaya pshat, kumach segein to leifin. Nesavus. from there, one thing leads to another. From there, Yaakov Avinu, Kesei, the steiging and steiging, and for them, Kumta Reis, the Shiftei Ka. And for Esav, he's always working in the opposite direction, and for them, Kumta Chareis, Edoim, and the ganze Churban, Achmon Islam, that you have in the world today. By Said, this is a Yesaid. Yesaid HaYesaidis. It's like Yesaid HaFilu Faran learning, before you sit down to learn. Is Bimiz Itzachavek learning. How a person sits down to learn. With the cheshik that he puts into the learning before he sits down to learn, into the davening, into the asiyas hamitzvahs. That's where the whole nafkamina lies. We have to say to be, Oiv the Hashem, work on our Yerushamayim, our Torah, and our Midas, and our Avodah. Lord, the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us taka the koyach and the seichel that we should be able to matzliach and avodas Hashem.